let's go ahead and play. I guess we can play cut two, and so we'll play this here, and then you can tell us afterward what we're hearing and what you hear in it. This is Autumn Williams from her website, which you can link up to at coasttocoastam.com. Go ahead and play cut two. Well, that's very interesting. What do you think that represents? What type of vocalization is that indicative of?
Now, we're getting into more of the mid-range vocalizations, whoops, whistles, and woos, the three W's. As far as that goes, we have no way of knowing whether or not any of these recordings are indicative of a Sasquatch vocalization for 100% positive. We don't know.
Okay.
Dave Cleveland, however, recorded that on his property in 1972 after he had a sighting. It was up in Estacada, Oregon. I have not been able to match that to any known sound. If any of your listeners out there can match that to a known bit of wildlife, I certainly would be interested in hearing about it. But that sound also, what fascinates me is that these certain recordings represent what so many witnesses have described to me in reports. They describe them phonetically. They describe, you know, they describe the octave. They describe the length, the duration, the frequency of the calls. And then you get a recording like this, you know, that perfectly represents that high-pitched wooing sound. You know, they'll tell you it's a hollow, loud, almost a whistling woo.
Okay.
And then you get a recording like this.
And so that fits the description that you would hear typically from somebody who they want to tell you, well, this is what I heard. Do they usually hear that in conjunction with seeing something?
Often, yeah. I mean, your ideal scenario with vocalizations is going to be, you know, I had a sighting and I saw this creature making this sound. We have
right.
a few of those. And so, you know, that's how we kind of pin down what the most likely vocalizations are. And then when we get these recordings and a witness says, you know, I found big footprints on my property, something came up and hit my house, you know, something killed my dog, and then this was recorded during that time period. You know, Occam's razor would tell you that the most likely scenario is probably the right one. And you know, is it coincidence that those sounds are recorded at the same time that those goings on are happening? Probably not.
Okay. This is cut three. Let's play this, and then we'll get more from Autumn Williams here on Coast to Coast AM. Curious? Okay. Tell me about that.
1973, Puyallup, Washington, there was a large gravel pit on, I believe it was the south side of Puyallup. And for, I think it was a couple of weeks, there was a screamer. They called it the Puyallup Screamer in the gravel pit. There were sightings during that time and whatnot. You can hear that one actually was recorded during the day. There's birdsong and a train whistle in the background. That scream, now get this. That scream is identical to, let's see, that's Puyallup, 1973. I have ones from Snohomish, 1978-79, that are the same. The Klamath screams were recorded in 1993 in Klamath, California. Those are the same. And I also have a couple of sound files that I do not have permission to publicize or post.
Okay, let's listen to audio from cut four. This is from Autumn Williams' website, which you can link up to at coasttocoastam.com. Let's listen to it, and then she'll tell us about it afterward. Go ahead, Kiris. Okay, tell us about that.
And that was recorded in Snohomish, Washington in 1978. The lady who recorded that was a long-term witness, and she was a friend of our neighbor. Those were recorded, I believe, shortly after the time when our encounters were heated up the most. So she was having kind of simultaneous stuff going on. I think it was about 50 miles north of where we were. And that is one of the most intense clips off of that entire audio file where the thing is just screaming and screaming and screaming. Now, interestingly enough, these also were recorded, like the Puyallup screams, in a gravel pit. I have, over the last 17 years, noticed this frequency of reports coming from gravel pits, particularly scream reports that are relatively consistent. I mean, these things will go to the gravel pits and scream night after night after night. I still have no idea. I have some ideas, but I really don't understand why gravel pits show up in these scream reports so often, but they do.
Perhaps they like the way their sound echoes in there?
It could be, but I actually went to that the Puyallup gravel pit and did a few screams myself. I drove all the way up to Puyallup, Washington, just to try this because I was curious, like you, about the acoustics. And when I got up there and I screamed in the gravel pit, it was pretty acoustically dead. There was really no echo, which I was expecting, you know, a lot of echo. So I don't know. I'm not sure why that is, but.
Okay.
Puyallup, Snohomish, there was a screamer down in Strawberry, California. There was one in Texas. There was one up in the Dalles, Oregon. On and on and on and on and on.
Let's listen to Cut 5 from Autumn Williams and then find out more about it in just a second. Go ahead. At first, it sounded kind of higher and more bird-like, but then at the end, was that grunt associated?
That was actually the small dog that was sitting on her porch next to her. She used to go out for a 9-month period. She would sit on her porch almost every night in the wee hours of the morning and record this thing screaming, whistling in the gravel pit. And often there were some of the recordings that I have in the member section have more than one creature kind of communicating back and forth. That last clip was an excellent example of the high-pitched, what we refer to as whistles. I don't know if they're whistling, if they're actually doing that with their vocal cords. I'm not sure. But the very end of that, there's like a yoo-hoo. There's like a high-pitched and a lower-pitched.
Right.
That exact whistle I heard while at Laos Camp down near the Patterson film site in 1993. We were sitting near the campfire, and I heard that yoo-hoo whistle that came from just across the creek, and it was so loud and so hollow. I had no time to grab a recorder. I didn't have one running at the time. We were sitting around like playing guitar and just talking around the campfire. And it didn't repeat, but it was so loud and so clear and just unbelievable volume and identical to that in pitch.
All right. And so what year was that one recorded, the one we just heard?
That was also 1978. That was the same woman that we knew who lived 50 miles north of us.
All right. Finally, here's Cut 8. We're going to roll that back at the studio with Autumn Williams. Go ahead.
Thank you.
That sounds painful.
A little different, yeah. Recorded in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania in 1973. I believe that was also in a gravel pit. There was a creature that was being sighted, and as what usually happens, a whole posse of guys went out and had their guns. And the story behind that one is that the thing was actually shot, and it was off in the bushes around the gravel pit, I believe is how that story goes. And that was recorded there after this thing was shot at.